Zohar Chol Ki Yisrael, Parshas Hazinu, Day 1, excerpt from Zohar 3, 284a. Rabbi Shimon Potzach, Rabbi Shimon opened the discourse, brings this verse. Miknaf Oretz Zmir Shemanu. From the corner of the earth we heard songs, Tzvila Tzadik, splendorous attire for the righteous. So he explains, Vay lo nivnei nasher, woe to them, to people. Lean on lo mashkachin, lo mishtadlin be according to those that don't pay attention, don't strive in the honor of their master. Lo mistaklin b'kdusha ilah, and they don't gaze at the supernal holiness. Liskadsha b'hai alma, to sanctify themselves in this world. Lo mehavi kadishin b'alma dasi, to be holy in the world to come. As a person has to prepare himself in this world, like before going to a ball, a very special meal, where everything is nice and honorable, so clean yourself up, get nice fitting attire. Prepare ourselves and sanctify ourselves in this world, so we have to grow into the full level of Kedusha, of sanctity in the world to come. So now explains the verse, Miknafo, it's from the corner of the earth. What does this refer to? Spiritually, allegorically, Doksusa ilo Kedusha. This is supernal, holy covering. It refers to the garment of Malchus, which cloaks over Hashem's presence in the world, but through it, like a garment covers a person, but through the nature of the garment you recognize who he is. This is the Malchus who recognizes the nature of Hashem. Zmir Shaman, we heard songs. What Atomar does you find that it says, No Saint Zmiros Balaila. He gives songs at night. Zmiros Tushbichon de Knesset Israel. These songs are the praises of Knesset Israel. The Shekhinah coming, Kutchabichon Bivalhoim Basbihi. Balaila at night. What is the reason for that? Balaila at night, Bezimna Dihi is Damna. Mishchicha, Mishabchale, the Kutchabichon. At the time, she is set and accustomed to praise the Holy Blessed Be He. That's night is the time of the Malchus, and the Malchus praises to waken man, mein Nukvin, awakening from below, to raise up all the sparks from below, praising Hashem. To this, the light comes down, the Shefa, revealing the light of the daytime afterwards. But what's happening at night is part of this process, and Meshtashem Tzadikaya begins at Eden, and follows with the righteous in Garden of Eden. When is this? It's not at the beginning of the night. From midnight and further. A special time to be up, to have a special midnight paradise hour. Then we hear songs. The person has spiritual ears can hear songs in the spiritual worlds of the Shekhinah singing. Praises and songs. As you find it says, Lo Sizmor. The same word Zmiros is found. It has a synonym. Lo Sizmor, don't prune. Even it's written, Zamer Aritzim. He cuts away troublemakers. Yana Akrusa Mesraihu. Uproot. Takes answers, uproots them from their place. Calling into Kifin, all those that are strong. Tokadai Lelikos, when night comes. Kama Aritzim Gardinin Musin Shrichin Va'alma. Many troublemakers and bad spirits are customly found in the world. Ozin Vishaitin Va'alma, they go and fly in the world. The Katrigam. To accuse, they're looking to make trouble. Yipagas says, "Veilach for midnight and further, Issa Rucha Chada, to awaken one spirit, Va'akar Lakulu Mesrain, uproots them all from their place. Va'av alone, and it passes them away, Lo Yishatun, they shouldn't be able to reign to cause any problems." So the word Zmiros is a connotation of singing, in many words for music, making music in the Torah, in Lashon HaKodesh, but it's a type of music that cuts away the negative powers of the Sitra Achra. And that's especially, a person gets up at night and sings to Hashem, helps this along. A special time to sing to Hashem, cut away the negative forces from the Shekhinah. Everything is left pure. So he says, Miras Shemanu, we heard songs, Tushbechon in Knesset Yisrael, the praise of Knesset Yisrael at night. Bechol Do Lama, why all of this? Tzvila Tzadik, for this honorable garment for the righteous. Stavga Bezivug Bechad, to be united in one unification, because Tzadik is Yisod, which unites with the Malchus. The Kutcher Bichu, with the Holy Blessed Behi, the Shekhinah unites, Uskadsha, Bikdusha, Chadan, be sanctified one holiness of the unification of Kutcher Bichu Shekhinte. Omer, so the verse continues and he says, Razili, Razili, song a secret to me, a secret to me. The Zohar tells us, Do Razi'i La, Do, this is this high secret. Rucha Kedisha, Do Rucha Kedisha, this is the spirit of holiness, which means divine inspiration. The person merits has revealed to him secrets and secrets of secrets. Explaining with Iran that Razili, Razili, secret to me means hence the two levels of secrets. The secret of serving Hashem, Kedushas Abris, having holiness of the covenant, guarding it during the week, and secret of guarding on Shabbos, which is a higher level, so as to miss it during the week. Present God's the covenant merits to feel the hidden Kedusha inside of everything mundane, things we do during the week. If he merits to further to God and go up to the level of Shabbos, so then he merits to the secrets of the secrets, even deeper revelation of mysteries, through when he has a higher level of Kedusha Sabris, when he waits to have his unification, his relationship, only from Shabbos to Shabbos, and not during the week. So he gets this level of divine inspiration, and he understands the secrets of what's going on. Aval oily, but woe to me, as the verse continues, Aldora, for the generation of Alam in the world, the people don't have this connection. There's all these awesome secrets going around, awesome things to experience and feel, to connect with Hashem, and they're asleep to it. Bogdim Bogodu, rebellers have rebelled. The Kulu Meshachrim, they all falsifying him. They don't want to reveal the truth of Hashem. It's one of a good time. Meshachrim Behu Megamayu, they falsifying themselves. They're just fooling themselves, tricking themselves, shortchanging themselves. Lo Dai, the Meshachrim Megamayu, stand up that they falsify themselves. Ela Inun Dolidu, but those that they give birth to, Meshachrim, Meshachrim Behu Shikrim Delon, they are falsified their falsehood. Meshtachu Begimin Leilu Sata, and they found defective above and below. So they draw in their unification relationship lowly souls that are naturally drawn after falsehood and bad things. So they cause, not only they ruin their own life, but they cause generations afterwards to be drawn from a bad place, and they'll have a good chance of getting into the good place. Given this tachol, Yeshaya Bahai, once the prophet Yeshaya gazed at this, he's the one who said this verse that we're dealing with over here. Konish le'inun dachlin chator, he gathered those that fear sin. Olaflon Orch Kedisha, and he taught them the holy path. Iskadsha Bigdusha de Malka, to be sanctified with the holiness of the king. Ushtacha Benayu Kedisha, and he found the children to be holy. Teach them to have the unification at midnight, for those who are able only from Shabbos to Shabbos, and to have good intentions at the time of the relationship in order to draw holy souls down to their children. Kivan Iskadshu Elaine. Once these are sanctified, Inun Bonin Dolidu Ikun Alshmei, those children that are born are called by his name. How to see that is written, Enochi, by Lodi Mashem Nosem Li Hashem. Behold, me and the children Hashem gave me, referring to the children that he was responsible for having been drawn into the world in such a high way because he taught people to be holy in their relationship. Also, some love seem for signs and demonstrations be Israel and Israel. The Prishan Mishah Am, to separate from other nations, mean draw down special souls that are holy and to reveal divinity through them in the universe.